WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Gross domestic product in the fourth quarter of last year growing at a 2.9% annual rate. That from the Commerce Department, higher than expected. Changes after the Virginia shooting of a teacher by a six-year-old boy in class earlier this month. The assistant principal of the school has resigned and the superintendent fired. After the lawyer for the teacher, Abigail Zwerner, claims multiple warnings the boy had a gun went nowhere.
Zwerner claims another concerned staffer asked to pat down and search the boy, but was denied, told to wait the situation out because the school day was almost over. Minutes later, police say the boy opened fire with the gun he brought from his home.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. More missile strikes across Ukraine just a day after both the U.S. and several European countries promised to send tanks to Ukraine's military. At least 55 Russian missiles launched, more than a dozen of them aimed at the capital of Kyiv. This is ABC News. Even more questions around New York Congressman George Santos.
Each member of Congress must disclose campaign finances and have a treasurer sign off on them to the Federal Election Commission. Representative George Santos listed a veteran campaign finance treasurer, Thomas Detweiler, and even used that name on Santos's fundraising forms. Turns out Detweiler says he doesn't work for Santos and that someone signed his name without permission.
ABC's Andy Field. Former President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are being restored. The parent company of both, Meta, says his suspension is being lifted after 2 years. And MoviePass, the service that lets people see as many movies as they want it in theaters, is planning a comeback. It's expanding tests of a new system and hopes to be up and running by the summer. The all-you-can-watch plan, though, won't be the old 10 bucks a month plan. Instead, it could cost as much as 60. Justin Finch, ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Netnair. Here's what you need to know. If you still need help with the rent and utilities after the COVID-19 pandemic, you must apply before January 31st. The Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program helped Wisconsin families with more than $500 million in rent and utility bills over the past 2 years. While the funds temporarily helped with rising housing costs, in addition to complications from the pandemic, it is not a permanent solution. The federal funding is nearly gone and the program is coming to an end. If you don't have broadband where you live, now is the time to correct the map. The FCC's draft of the national broadband map can be challenged by anyone, so check your address to see if they think you have services that aren't available to you. Federal funding will be allocated to build up the broadband infrastructure to make sure that everyone has access. Visit broadbandmap.gov. I'm Jane Netnair for Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway today only. There are some rules. Go to civicmedia.us/million.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are the boy band. Your tween made you see.
We are the boy.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, Connor, I just got through talking about this first hour about, you know, where government should be stepping in and making sure that corporations and businesses don't cause irreparable damage to the American people and young people. And that clearly, to me, makes all the sense in the world. The only way you can protect the American people from corporations is through regulations. And clearly we see that that's not happening. But here's the other side of that coin. Here's when government does step up, but they get in the way and do the wrong things. So in Iowa, the House of Representatives drafted House File 3 this month. You know what that bill is, Connor? This is a bill, man, that Republicans are offering up that will control what people with food stamps can buy and can't buy. Look at the list, man, that they've banned people with food stamps from purchasing. So they can't buy white bread, fresh meat, listen to this, man, and sliced cheese, amongst other things, because they feel that, you know, this is basically, I guess, reserved for people who, you know, make their own money.
I don't get it. This is where?
In Iowa.
In Iowa?
Yeah. 39.
Yeah, House file.
39 man. House Republicans have crafted this bill to control what people on food stamps buy and eat. Why? Why does it bother you? Why is it your business? You can see government on both ends of this. And one of them is where government is so far, well, in both instances, government is out of bounds. They're going to control things like whole grains. I mean, you have to buy whole grains, fresh meat, spices, oil, canned fruits, or canned vegetables. You can't buy. Who are the legislators who somehow feel that they should have control over people because they're elected officials, and because I want to make sure that I let you know I'm giving you food stamps so you're less than I am, so I have the magic control over you. But for heaven's sakes, there's some things going on in this country that need to be corrected and rectified. And so these things we can do, right? Nobody should be supporting a bill that says people on food stamps can't buy fresh meat. That's insane. What do you want them to buy? 10-day-old meat? They use the term fresh. Are they not deserving of fresh, healthy foods because they're on food stamps? Well, they're not food stamps anymore. They're called SNAP, it's what the definition, what the acronym is for what used to be food stamps, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. Why does it matter to people so much, man? You know, you're an elected official. Stay in your lane. You know, make sure that these people get what they need to help them feed their families. And that should be the end of it. You shouldn't have the right again. And this is always Republicans with this foolishness. Families who have $2,750,000 to $4,250,000 in assets or savings would no longer be eligible for benefits. Wait a minute. $2,750 up to $4,250 in assets eliminates you from getting any benefits.
In assets.
In assets, Connor.
That's nothing. That's nothing. It depends on the asset and whether it's liquid or not.
Well,
so if there were like a circumstance where you'd have to sell,
Well, that's the point. You no longer are eligible for the food assistance.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, man, but it's happening. And it's impacting and affecting people's lives. You know, we really need to take a long, hard look at ourselves, America, and those who represent us. I mean, what benefit do you get out of being a king and a ruler and determining what families and what children get to eat in this country, the wealthiest nation on earth? We throw away more food than all the rest of the world combined, and yet we're now in Iowa saying that any family who has their assets are $2,750 to $4,250, that's assets. Man, what is that, man? What is that? A chair? A couch? You know?
I mean, pretty much. It's just your ass. I mean, how are they going to determine that? So the person has to report their assets to the government, or they're going to have a government official come in?
They'll have a government official apparently come and check and divvy up and say, "Oh, this couch." But,
that's like I said, like it depends on the liquidity of it. If they don't have a continuous stream of income, it doesn't matter how many assets or how much in assets they have, they won't be able to afford food because we need to continuously buy food to eat. So it doesn't make sense.
So
from that point of view, how is that something that you can use to determine? Like I get using income, right? You know, yearly income. If you make like above 30 or 40,000, right, to determine whether you earn benefits, but with assets, I don't get what their rationale is.
So this has come from the Republican side of things. Here's Sammy Schertz, the freshman Democrat representing representative for Iowa's 78th district, is a vocal opponent of House File 3, or as he calls it, a truly terrible bill. Iowans have been struggling for years now. First, the pandemic destroyed our economy, and still to this day, we have record high inflation we haven't seen in 40 years that's been driving up the cost of basic things like food and gas, Streets told Time magazine. To make it harder and more restrictive for people to get the basic things they need for them and their families to survive is wrong. According to the House Republicans, the proposal currently being discussed in subcommittees would help cut costs. Okay. Cut costs. It's these entitlement programs, they're the ones that are growing within the budget and are putting pressure on us being able to fund other priorities, House Speaker Pat Grassley told a Des Moines news outlet. What? Feeding the people is causing you and preventing the Iowa state government from other things that are more important. What's more important than feeding the people, man? What is more important than that? In the wealthiest nation on earth. Again, Republicans. Man, how cold can people be? I mean, even if you're a Republican listening, you have to say, I don't agree with that. Well, we want to control the amount of money we're spending. Well, find somewhere else, man. People who are struggling to eat, how cold can you be? You know, not a mumbling word, because that's on a state level. We already see it on the national level. As we move further on into the show, I'm going to bring out again where the Republicans are pushing to cut Social Security and Medicare. They said they weren't going to do it. It's on the table. You're a Republican. I get it. You're proud of it. But do you know what that stands for? Do you know what they're doing under that title, Republican? You know, over and over and over, I'm proud to be a Republican. Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, heartbreaking. Heartless. Cold. Well, you know, we can use this money for something else. It's the entitlement programs. They're the ones that are growing within the budget and are putting pressure on us being able to fund other priorities. You can't buy fresh meat? Man. You know, it just gets worse. 844-967-2789. I'm not making it up. Look it up. Be right back.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? headline is Skeleton of Female, quote, Vampire Unearthed at Cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 29, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 14 tonight, mainly cloudy. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34, overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 28.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Then I will take it. If you tell me to cry, then I will fake it. If you give me a hand, then I will shake it.
You would do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Lie for you, die for you. I can sell my soul to the devil.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Now, I'm talking about the Iowa legislature that wants to control whether or not people who get SNAP assistance can buy salt or pepper. No meat. No fresh meat. Well, you know, and one of these lunatics clearly has seen it, that these entitlement programs, meaning food, they're the ones that are growing within the budget and are putting pressure on us being able to fund other priorities. House Speaker Pat Grassley told Des Moines news outlet, never mind that the Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, proudly announced that the state had a surplus budget of $1.91 billion. Now, Representative or House Speaker Grassley said that the money that the state has and that the state is struggling because of these entitlement programs. They've got a $1.91 billion budget. I mean, surplus. So that's not true. That's not the issue. So then why are they looking to punish the least of these? Of Iowa's 55 major lobbying groups, 22 groups are publicly against the bill, including the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Save the Children Action Network, and Tyson Foods. 31 groups are undecided, and only 2 groups support the bill. The fact that they can even bring it up as a discussion is brutal. Hey, Tom, you know, apparently you and I are the only two who think that any of the things that I'm talking about this morning have any relevance. Man, it's brutal.
I guess that's what, you know, people being are not awake.
I know.
Because they need to be.
Well, that's correct. They're not awake.
Call a Daryl show, people. That'd be good. Here's the really, really sad part is people are going to say that the Democrats need to compromise on things like this with the other side. That's just more. That's even more disgusting because they may get a half of what it is because Democrats, you know, compromised. That's where Democrats need to say, we're not compromising on this stuff at all. There is a line in the sand. You don't want to raise taxes. That's your line in the sand. This is our line in the sand. There is no compromise on this. And the Democrats ought to be forceful on that rather than saying, oh, we have to work in a bipartisan way. We have to work in a, you know, that bipartisan only means that both parties are bought out by the same donors. That's my definition of bipartisan. And what I don't understand is a place like Iowa, the reason why people don't realize this, but the reason why food stamps are even there is because it also helps the farmers. It's part of the farm bill. So now you're going to cut your farmers off, Iowa? You're going to cut your farmers off from getting their corporate corporate welfare to, because now they're not going to have the SNAP for the people.
So I think the message that this bill sends to low income Iowans is that the state does not trust you to make your own food choices for your family. It's reinforcing a false narrative that poor people on public assistance programs are scamming the government. And that's just not the reality. That's really what's behind it. That truly.
Well, not only that, Earl, it's also the big food manufacturers that probably will allow them to get Cheetos and probably allow them to get, you know, bad foods for a person. They'll allow, you know, if it's a corporation that owns a certain, you know, processed food plant or whatever, they'll allow them to have it. But they won't allow them to have good nutrition foods like apples and oranges, you know, things that people that are trying to stay healthy, you know, actually eat, or the meat, or the, you know, the fresh meat. What do they want to do? Have you spoiled meat?
No,
is that what they get? They get spoiled meat?
Well, that's basically what they're saying, Tom.
And then in the same breath, Earl, they're going to say they're Christians. Oh, my God. These people are just, it's beyond me. Jeannie, somebody please call in.
No, listen, man, I'm fine.
Tell me what you think.
Hey, I don't need any help with telling the truth. Right?
Oh, no, I know.
Okay,
exactly.
For the next hour and a half, I'm going to do what I did the last hour and a half. Tell the truth.
Yep.
And again, you are
telling the truth. And you know what? You're the only person out there that's actually speaking about this. Other people would rather talk about Donald Trump all day long.
No, man, I'm not.
I'm glad that you're actually talking about issues. And not only that, Congress, what about cutting the defense bill, the military industrial complex? That really brings us a great return on investment. To blow up a country, and then all of a sudden they wonder why you're not friends with them.
Well, I am going to get a people a break, you know. At the end of this,
Keep bringing it.
I'm going to keep bringing the truth. That's never going to change. And whether one person listens or not. And again, I've always said, Tom, if what I'm saying is not true. 844-967-2789. Prove me wrong. You know, you're not going to prove me wrong because I know what we're saying is true. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's the problem. It doesn't fit in their talking points, Earl.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit into the Democrat, you know, the Democrat border issue. I mean,
hey Tom, talk later. 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Gross domestic product in the fourth quarter of last year growing at a 2.9% annual rate. That from the Commerce Department, higher than expected. changes after the Virginia shooting of a teacher by a 6-year-old boy in class earlier this month. The assistant principal of the school has resigned and the superintendent fired after the lawyer for the teacher, Abigail Zwerner, claims multiple warnings the boy had a gun went nowhere.
Zwerner claims another concerned staffer asked to pat down and search the boy, but was denied, told to wait the situation out because the school day was almost over. Minutes later, police say the boy opened fire with the gun he brought from his home.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. More missile strikes across Ukraine just a day after both the U.S. and several European countries promised to send tanks to Ukraine's military. At least 55 Russian missiles launched, more than a dozen of them aimed at the capital of Kyiv. This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The State Bar of Wisconsin says the shortage of prosecutors and public defenders is a constitutional crisis. The lawyers group says the right to a fair and speedy trial in Wisconsin is at stake. WisPolitics.com reports 24 district attorneys in Wisconsin have left office before their terms expired in the past 4 years. The public defender's office says it's about 20% short-staffed. New drivers in Wisconsin got to skip their road tests during the pandemic. Now, the DMV wants to make its driving test waiver permanent. The DMV says 87% of new drivers got a waiver since May of 2020. There's plenty of concern that not testing new drivers on the road is making driving more dangerous. In sports, the Bucks beat Denver last night 107-99. Maryland shelled the Badgers 73-55. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me move to this. It's just been brought to my attention that there's an article, an earth-shattering article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. By none other than Dan Bice. And this article should clearly change the landscape of the United States, the state Supreme Court's election. If it doesn't, you know, then something is really wrong. whichever way you want to take this, because it's going to definitely devastate some, because it's going to point out some things. I want to see if the conservative movement is willing to, and I talked about them being hypocrites yesterday. Today is going to also prove whether or not these people are dead serious about dealing with what's real and what's not. So you need to look this article up in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dan Bice, and this is what the article basically is talking about. A UWM student died of fentanyl poisoning. Here's why his family has questions for Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Darrow, the darling who has been thrust into running for the state Supreme Court after, her dealing with the horrible, horrible crime of the guy who ran over all of those people at the Christmas parade. She was thrust into the spotlight. Very few people knew anything about this. And I wonder what people think after we have this discussion. Wanakee resident David Reddington never thought he'd get a chance to ask state Supreme Court candidate Jennifer Darrow directly about the fentanyl death of his son, Cade. But there they were on January 10th at Pedro's Mexican restaurant in Madison. Reddington, a semi-retired independent insurance adjuster, had arrived for dinner. And Darrow was speaking at a Dane County Republican Party Pence and Politics gathering. Near the end of the event, Reddington introduced himself to Darrow, a Waukesha County judge who is one of the four candidates running for Supreme Court in next month's primary. After a bit of a small talk, Reddington said he got to the point of the conversation. Look, I want you to know who I am. I'm David Reddington, the father of Cade Reddington. Reddington said Darrow withdrew immediately and said, I'm not talking to you, shortly before exiting the restaurant. In essence, this is not in the article, but this is what I'm saying. It was like she saw a ghost. As assured as she is in everything she says, she saw this man, and all of a sudden, she had to go. She had to leave. Why? Why do you think it was that she became so petrified when she saw this man? Reddington said Darrow withdrew immediately and said, I'm not talking to you, shortly before exiting the restaurant. It's one subject Darrow doesn't want to discuss. Cade Reddington was an 18-year-old University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee freshman when he died of fentanyl poisoning on November 4th, 2021. Two of Reddington's friends told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he was frequently buying prescription pills from Michael Darrow, the 19-year-old son of the Supreme Court candidate. In the weeks leading up to his death, Reddington's friends and family wanted to know if it was one of those pills that might have killed him. Michael Darrow and Kay Reddington were last seen together by multiple friends outside of the Miramar Theater about 3 hours before Cade's death. Earlier that evening, he had told the friends he was going to buy a Perc, short for Percocet, an opioid pain medication, from Michael, Miss Darrow's 19-year-old son. Two friends told the Journal Sentinel The concern is that Cade might have purchased a counterfeit pill laced with a deadly dose of fentanyl. Michael Darrow has been charged with has not been charged with any crime in the case. He could not be reached for comment. Fentanyl has taken hold throughout the nation. Some 15 months after Cade's death, UWM officials say the police department is still looking into the matter. The investigation is ongoing, a university spokesman said. UWM police cannot comment on active investigations. We are working diligently on the case in consultation with the district attorney's office and remain in contact with the family to provide updates. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Does it matter? Does it impact or affect your thoughts on whether or not Ms. Darrow, and whether or not you're going to vote for her for, you know, the state Supreme Court? Does it have any bearing at all on you and your decisions that her son has been selling fentanyl pills, you know, selling drugs? He couldn't have known that they were laced with fentanyl. I'm not saying he could. I'm not saying he could, but if you know that, you know, your son is engaged in those kinds of activities, does it matter? Let's go to the phone lines and Lou from Cudahy. What's going on, Lou? You say what?
I say Federation for Immigration Reform, FAIRUS.org, has stated that Biden now has let in over 5 million people.
Listen, man. Address the issue. Don't come up with some sidebar. Okay, her son, fentanyl. The woman that's running for state Supreme Court, son has been selling drugs, and there's a person who died whose family is saying that he was hanging out with her son 3 hours before he died of a fentanyl overdose.
And who brought that fentanyl into the U.S.? The cartels. Under Mr. Biden's leadership, 5 million people have gotten in the country illegally, and they're bringing fentanyl with them. Can't you put two and two together? Start thinking, Earl. Fentanyl's coming from you guys. It's coming from the left. It's coming from Democrats. You got a deal going with the cartels what?
So I'm going to let young Connor, he wants to ask you a question, man. Go ahead, Connor.
I mean, I just don't understand why you say you guys and the left. Like, I don't.
Who's in the White House? Biden. Is he a Democrat? Yeah. So he's let in, since he took office, over 5 million illegal aliens. And the cartels are happy about it because they're being used as mules to bring in the fentanyl that killed this person.
So hold on, Connor. Let me handle this, Connor, then I'll let you in.
Okay.
So those of you who are listening and hear this ignorant reply from a person who's a coward, who wants to blame the fact that Judge Darrow's son has been peddling drugs, and instead of addressing that issue, he runs and starts talking about the border.
Yeah,
what is that? What is her candidacy for Wisconsin Supreme Court have to do with her son? We're talking about her. She is the candidate, not the son.
Yeah, but I mean,
correct.
I mean, she's the son's parent, you know. So any the actions that he commits is a reflection of her parenting styles, and you know, conservatives tend to. I mean, that's just true, and so the conservatives tend to criticize just people in general.
And she is running for the office.
But at the same time, it's like you can't.
So let me tell you how hypocritical you and others like you are. You want to blame Joe Biden for Hunter Biden, right? This is what you guys do, man. You guys constantly talk about Joe Biden's son.
You know, we do. Earl Lee Ingram, listen. What we do is follow the evidence and follow the money.
What are you talking about, man?
I think you're... Because when we talk about these issues, we're trying to find a solution to these problems. You know, let's say the entire idea that the federal government is directly responsible for this one, isolated issue. How does that translate to a solution? I mean, are we going to go ask Joe Biden to give the father, this grieving father, some reparation for this issue? Like, how do we, the issue obviously is with the hypocrisy on the judge, right? That's where the issue lies. And that's why we're talking about it, because the point is trying to express the fact that conservatives spread ideals about, family values and such. And then when it comes to taking care of their own house on a public scale, right, there are issues. And not even just that, but... Oh, were you going to say?
Regarding family values, please, you can't post for holy pictures talking about family values when you're letting all this stuff come into the country, endangering the safety of the country, violating our sovereignty.
That's a false equivalency.
Stuff
you can't,
like that.
Because I'm not
you
doing that.
When you have, when
she's directly responsible.
Happy to do it for you.
You sound just like the parrot. You right. sound like a parrot, man. You know. And
what gets you upset about me, Earl, is the fact that I'm the pushback and I don't follow the narrative. I look a little deeper.
If you're spending
what pushback, hold on. Yeah. What pushback can you make on this fact and the fact that Judge Darrow, whose son was with this young man who died 3 hours before his death, her son has been selling these drugs, and when they went to address him, they've lawyered up, and when they asked Judge Darrow if she's willing to help them get her son to talk, she hasn't done it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? And yet she's still running for state Supreme Court.
If there's a crime committed, he ought to be investigated, indicted, and prosecuted.
You didn't say
What's
that.
Wrong with that?
You went all around the block. You went all around the block and started talking about you guys are bringing in fentanyl. You didn't address the issue, man. You did what people conservatives do all the time.
You're in denial. Early Ingram, you're in denial.
What am I in denial?
It starts with the top. The administration who lets in this stuff, all those people.
And
you want to pose for holy pictures. It doesn't work that way, Earl. Have a superstar day. I'll see you at the top.
Hey, got to go to a break. 844-967. Jacob, I see you. But this is what we're dealing with. We'll be right back.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
was mine to Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 29, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 14. Snow likely tomorrow, highs level off around 34, overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 27.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
Radio.com.
Completely disconnected.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. Look, I get it. I understand that Judge Darrow was the person who was able to hear the trial on what was the guy's name?
Daryl Brooks.
Daryl Brooks. And I understand why, you know, people are endeared to her. But you can't, on the one hand, find out that the judge's son is embroiled in this crime. And yet, you know, she hasn't been forthcoming with it. And now there is a family whose son is no longer here because her son was peddling drugs, opioids, and 3 hours before the death of somebody else's child, and they're trying to get to the root of why their child died after hanging out with her son and having bought drugs from her son. That's not an issue. How can that not be an issue?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jacob from California. Hey, Jacob. What's going on, man?
How's it going, Daryl? So, well, I want to talk about the fact that Judge Doyle is clearly done. And I know those conservative cowards out there
don't want to read the
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Listen, man, I don't think she's done.
I mean, and, for the city of Waukesha, she isn't.
Yeah.
You know?
So, and not just that. I don't think she's done. I'm asking whether or not it should have an impact on her. And I'm saying that I don't believe it will. And so that's my issue. It should.
Oh.
I don't care who it is. That should be an issue. You know.
Oh, yeah, no, I think she's done as far as her attempt at a political promotion.
No, I don't think
she's either going to need to drop out of the race, or if she runs, she's going to lose. The bottom line is, her son is responsible for having killed this college student.
Well, there's no
proof. And these right-wing Republicans.
That hasn't been proven yet. Okay, so, again, that hasn't been proven in the court of law. So we have to be careful.
Her behavior clearly shows she's acting guilty.
We have to be careful. Uh-huh. And it's not been proven in a court of law. So we want to be careful.
Okay. Well, I hear you, Earl, but the way you introduced it, I'm just saying an innocent person doesn't behave the way she behaved when that poor college student's father just tried to talk to her. You know, she acted extremely guilty under those circumstances. So I my assumption is she is guilty. Okay?
I know, but
I'm
so
sorry about
assumptions,
that, but
assumptions and facts are two different things. And so, again, I want to make sure that we, you know, I'm saying we're bringing, Dan Bice has brought this to the attention of us, and so we're giving people an opportunity to respond to it, whether or not it matters. And in my world, it does matter. In other people's minds and worlds, it doesn't. So that's why we're giving them an opportunity, you know, to respond to it.
Well, I think that's very generous of you, and I hope Jennifer Doro takes you up on your offer and appears on the show and answers
your
questions.
No, I don't need her on the show. Just the listening audience's responses. I mean, the judge, Ms. Judge Doro, issues response. My heart aches for Cade's parents. Okay, that's not enough.
Yeah.
No,
that's not good enough.
Give me a break.
They lost. They lost.
She's a sitting judge, for crying out loud.
Right.
No.
Go ahead.
I would say under these circumstances where she's not answering any questions about what's going on here, which clearly indicates probable guilt, in my opinion, she doesn't belong on as a judge at this point. She should at least take a break from her job. In other words, we're going to allow her to continue.
At the least. Not run for the Supreme Court. Okay?
Yeah, what's he doing trying to get a promotion? That's ridiculous.
Hey, Jacob, thank you very much for the call. This is Judge Darrell. My heart aches for Cade's parents. I'm very sorry for their loss, and I pray that they somehow find comfort and peace. Jennifer Darrell wrote in an email to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "As for my son, he is not a public official, nor is he a candidate for any office," which is certainly true. I mean, that's not an acceptable answer.
Yeah, that's a defense mechanism entirely. Yeah.
I mean, to say that my son is not, you know, running for public office, what she should say is, yes, my son, unfortunately, has been wayward.
Yeah, just be transparent, you know?
And we didn't know my son was selling drugs. It was a surprise to us, you know? But to totally ignore and not respond at all about the son, and I understand people wanting to protect their loved ones, but so did that family of the young man who lost his life.
Exactly. And one other thing, too, it's... You know, she's running to be a public official, and so she has to value the rule of law and that process more than her own personal attachment to whomever's a part of that process.
I know that's difficult.
It's difficult, but that's exactly. And so that's why I do think it is going to negatively affect her career, because I think it's not going to affect her in the complete long run. But, you know, I think insofar as this upcoming election, I think it definitely will. And it should. It should.
Yeah.
To the extent to whether she's not going to be elected, though, I don't know if that's
true. I doubt very seriously if it's gonna matter in the long run. If it's gonna matter in the long run, because again, you know, these are double standards, and yes, it's a double standard. This should matter. You can't say on the one hand that when Dan Bice put out a story on Judge Mitchell, that people started talking about that, and that was nowhere near as serious an issue as this one, but yet they were certainly talking about it. And then not deal with this one. Dave, Gene, hang on. We're coming back to you. 844-967-2789. Listen, it's gonna be a huge story, and we'll see what happens. Be right back. She passed away. What did a friend say?
You are-
are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.